Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you will be inspired, uplifted, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. If you have not already done so, please go ahead and subscribe or follow if you're streaming from another platform other than YouTube. If you like my content, be sure to like. I would appreciate if you also leave a comment and share it with your friends and loved ones. Today, I want to talk a little about sadness. I won't be talking about sadness from any professional standpoint, but rather from the standpoint of one human being to the next. I decided to reflect on this topic because a few days ago, while driving from church, my partner shared an observation with me he made while he was at church. He said, "There's this young lady in church. Every time I see her, she always looks sad." And immediately I was able to tell him who she was. It also brought this thought to my mind. Recognizing your sadness is one thing, but it is another thing to own it and let it become a part of your persona. Sadness is a negative emotion that visits all of us at one point or another, and it visits some people more than others. For some, it pays a short visit. For others, it may either stay a little longer than expected or take up permanent residence. That depends on how comfortable it gets at your place. When you become happy, sadness packs up and leaves. The world is becoming more and more a miserable place. And more often than not, there's either something or someone that appears to challenge our happiness. If it's not one thing, it's the next. This is so because we're all interconnected. We're interconnected at home, in the workplace, in the school or university, in church, in a club. And we have to deal with these people on a regular basis. And some of us are interconnected in several places: work, school, home, clubs. Some of the things that bring sadness could be a sickness that is causing ongoing pain and draining your time and resources. You're losing sleep. You can't perform to your optimum around your loved ones or perhaps in your workplace and perhaps in your fitness life. The loss of a loved one is a very common one that brings sadness and extensive sadness, depending on how close that loved one was. The loss of a relationship that you invested so much time and energy in, and now it's gone, it brings sadness. Divorce that results in a broken home, and now you're a single parent, and now you have to deal with life without a partner, and so you're sad. Hardship brings sadness. You can barely make ends meet. And then there's debt. And then there are other problems that mount on that problem. And then, yes, the crisis goes on. Misery loves company, they say. There are some people in the workplace who make life a living hell for others, because things are not going well for them in their lives. Perhaps they are pressured by their boss, to whom they have to report, and so they feed the pressure down to their staff members that are below them. So there's a stress in the workplace because of a difficult boss. The pressure from work is now brought home to the partner. And then comes the venting, with all that frustration from work. And of course, there are already existing problems in the home to deal with: the unpaid bills, the things around the house that need fixing, but there's no extra money to do it because inflation is eating away the money. You're now paying more for the same necessities to get from week to week or month to month. There's ongoing arguments and fights about who did not communicate properly and who did this and who didn't do that. And so there's this ongoing sadness because you wish you could just take it away, but it won't leave. Then there's the infidelity problem. Some people are sad because the person they love is either suspected or known to be cheating. This is hard for you because you have years of history that is hard to give up. You are married to this person with young children, or you just don't want to be alone. Or maybe you think that it will be a shame for you to lose that relationship, because some of us live for people. We worry too much about what other people think. And so we stay in toxic relationships that are eating away every fiber of our happiness. Relationships that are bringing us down. We are losing ourselves. We are losing our individualities, because we are too mindful of what other people think. Maybe you're in a circle of friends where everybody is taken, everybody's in a relationship, and if you should lose your relationship, you just don't want to be alone. You don't want to be that one that is a third wheeler, and they call it a third wheeler. You have a friend who has her man, or a friend who has his girlfriend, and you are the one that is single, so you're a third wheeler. You don't want to be a third wheeler. Some of you are sad because you're in a relationship that is abusive, physically and verbally. Sometimes it's not even about the partners, but the rebellious teenagers that you have that keeps stressing you out, and you don't know what to do because this child is, or these children are underage, and they keep bringing problems to you. But guess what? Sadness is always going to become knocking at your doors. If you're inclined to answer and recognize it, how long do you allow it to stay? How long do you allow it to visit? Because the longer it stays, it begins to transform you into someone you don't want to become. You begin to attract other sad and miserable people. Sadness left unchecked can lead to depression. You don't talk to your friends as I used to talk to them. You don't go out as I used to go out. You just want to be by yourself and be in your head. And then gradually you become this lonely person. Sadness robs you of your beauty. Sadness robs you of your smile. Some of you may be doing a good job in masking your sadness with a smile. When you face the world, you put on your best face, and many have no clue what you're going through until you're by yourself. It all comes back. And many have no clue what you're going through. Recognize your sadness, but do not own it, because owning it means you are accepting it. And once you begin to accept sadness as a part of your life, it changes your persona into someone undesirable. Recognizing your sadness means you identify what is contributing to your negative emotions. Call it or them by name. Better yet, write it down or list them. Read it over and then ask the question, what can I do to change this situation? What part can I play to alleviate this negative emotion that I'm experiencing right now? Some of you may need to ask for a transfer to another department or find another job to escape the kind of environment that you're in that is causing you constant sadness. Some of you who are in a toxic relationship may need to find ways to come out or walk away. Some of you may need to cut back on your lifestyle, some things that you love to spend on, cut back in order to deal with those things that demand your attention, that is pulling your energy, that is causing you sadness. Adjust your lifestyle just for a little bit to offset the debts that is contributing to the unnecessary arguments and contention in your home. You probably just said, there's nothing to cut back on, my darling. Whatever you can do, I don't know, maybe you eat chicken 3 times for the week. Perhaps you need to eat chicken once a week and keep it simple right throughout, just for a little while, to cut back on your debt, to fix those things that need fixing around the house, that is constantly causing the argument. Because remember now, we are recognizing the source and we are attacking the source. So if Something that is left unfixed is causing constant argument that leads or that results in a negative emotion called sadness. Then we need to attack the problem. Okay, maybe I need to find some money or come up with some money to fix this, that it alleviates, resolve that problem that needs fixing. Some of us need to go out more. You're always in the house. You're a single person. You have no partner. You don't have anybody around you, and you probably don't recognize the sadness, but you're sad because you're lonely. There was a point in my life where there was nobody around me, and you know what I did? I got up, dress up, and go where the energy is. You could perhaps find yourself at a fair where there's lots of children and adults with energy, laughter, because sometimes we just need to be around positive energy. Sit and have a drink and just observe your environment, and just maybe somebody who is also lonely may find you. Dress up and go out. Come out of the house, breathe out your head, and do everything you possibly can to remove this negative emotion called sadness. Sometimes we just need to be around people who are happy. An environment that has good energy to distract a little from what we are going through. It helps. Every little thing helps. That may not be the only thing you need to do, but it may be one step towards moving away from loneliness, because it sets you up to meet other people. If you have friends who know how to tell you the truth to your face, appreciate them, because sometimes they advise you on things ahead of time, which could have spared you the unnecessary regret and sadness. So if you have a friend that is very truthful and direct with you, there's a scripture that says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend than the kiss of an enemy." Faithful are the wounds of a friend, because sometimes our friends tell us the truth to our face, and it makes us uncomfortable and it may hurt a little bit, but they mean you well, because the truth sometimes hurt. But they mean well. They speak from a genuine place. So faithful are the wounds of a friend than the kiss of an enemy. Those who are beyond your reach, those things or those solutions that are beyond your reach or too challenging for you, learn how to pray. It works. Trust me. Prayer has brought me through a lot of things. There was a period in my life, and when I say a period, like years of sadness. I am generally a jovial person, and some people may think that, oh, you don't go through it, you're always happy. I'm naturally like that when I'm around others, and I smile with them because I love to give a smile. I love to smile. At the time, it didn't take away from the fact that I was going through a lot that I wish were different. And as a result, I felt sad. And I spoke to God about that sadness, and I told him what I desired. I told him what was causing the sadness and what I desired. And I encourage you to do the same. Talk to God. Prayer is not a thing that is complicated. It's just sitting in your quiet space and say, God, this is how I'm feeling right now, and these are the reasons that are causing my sadness, and this is what I would love for you to do for me. He may not do it in the way you think you want the solution to come, but he will work what is best for you if or when you pray. I guarantee you, he will find the answers. He will send help for you. And as I'm speaking, another scripture comes to mind, found in John 6:37. It says, "All who the Father give me will come to me, and they that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I will never," he said, never, the NIV version said, "I will never cast out." It doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how messy you think you are. Sometimes we need to come out of our head. Too many negative thoughts flood our minds, and we impose those thoughts on God. And we think that God is thinking what we are thinking. It doesn't matter who you are and how bad you feel. Come to him and tell him how you feel. Tell him you're sorry if you feel that you disappointed him. Say, God, I'm sorry I disappointed you, but I need your help right now. Sometimes we are going through things that nobody else can help us with but God. And it's okay to come to him. Because we all know that sin caused us to hide from God. That's exactly what happened when Adam and Eve sinned. They hid themselves. They used to have face-to-face contact, and they now hid themselves because they felt disappointed. They knew they did something wrong, and they felt like God was going to judge them, destroy them, or rebuke them, or turn them away. But in fact, God wants us to come. He did say in his word that our sins has caused this separation. That's why we don't talk to him face to face right now. But he has sent Jesus to fix that. And one day we will have that face to face again. But for now, he's saying, come to me. I will not cast you out. I will not turn you away. I'm going to leave a few Bible verses that I believe will help you in your times of sadness as they did for me. The first one is Isaiah 41 verse 10. Do not fear. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Matthew 11, 28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You're feeling tired? God says, come. I will give you rest. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. John 15 7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Jesus himself said that. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 and 4 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So sometimes God allows us to go through stuff. That when you get through those stuff, you can relate to others who come to you with their problems. You can empathize and says, I was there. I have been there, done that. And you find the right words to comfort them. And so you start them on their healing journey. So we are here to feed each other. We are here to help each other. Then there's Psalms 34, 17 and 18. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Do you feel crushed right now? Are you feeling broken right now? God is very near to you. As a matter of fact, He's right next to you right now, wherever you are. You're probably seated in a chair. You're probably lying on your back. You're probably in your car. You're probably around your desk. He is right there right now beside you. And he's embracing you. Feel his presence. He's embracing you right now. He understands what you're going through because he has been there, done that too. He was broken. When he came to earth and the way they treated him, he was broken. He was crushed. He was hurt. So he understands how you're feeling. Allow him to embrace you. Allow him to comfort you. Psalm 23, 1-3 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. The Lord is your shepherd, you lack nothing. You lack nothing. Begin to believe that. You may be in a situation right now where you have need, but believe that you have a shepherd who will take care of all those needs. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. He gives you rest from all your troubles and distresses. Lie down and rest. Rest in the arms of Jesus. If he leads you beside still waters, he will bring that stability that you need. Just allow him to help you. He refreshes your soul. He restores your energy and renew you. And God will lead you along the right path for his name's sake. And that path leads you away from sadness. As I close, Remember that recognizing your sadness is one thing, but it is another thing to own that sadness and let it take up residence in your life. Don't let it change your persona. Don't let it change that happy person that you once were or that happy person you can be. Get rid of that sad visitor called sadness. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.